tonight, we're going to talk about gifts. We're going to talk about spiritual gifts. We're going to change things up a little bit. This is still continuing in unity. This is going to give a little bit of grounding. This is probably going to take a couple weeks to get through. Tonight is open up your gift. Next week we're probably going to be going into still kind of seeking out God on it, but I'm going into the practicalities of using your gifts. I want to hit a little bit on that tonight. But tonight's message is open up your gift. The first thing everyone did was walk in here and was like, man, I wonder what's in there. And Chance is over here. There's nothing in there. We actually put, there's trash in one of them to like give the illusion that there's something in it. But it's as big as this one. Oh, yeah. It's like,
almost all of them.
Yeah, so it's like, actually, there's gift cards in each one. Who has the best stash gets one. No, you don't need anything. None for you.
Mine is real.
What? You stash. Is anyone here who has a stash? You actually... You have a stash going?
A little bit.
What is it? It's going. Actually, he's probably got the most pronounced stash. You have a mustache? Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Tonight, we're going to go through a couple passages. There's a scripture. We've got a couple things we're going to talk about. We've got 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We've got Romans chapter 12. And then we've got Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to be focusing on scriptures on each one of those chapters. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about spiritual gifts, and particularly open up your gift. Now tonight, for the sake of time, we will not go into the practical matters of each gift. I'm going to hit on them. I'm going to talk about how they're there. I'm going to talk about how some of the ways that God might put some more in our life. But for the sake of time, this is really deep. We're just going to get into opening up your gifts. Each one of us right now in this room has spiritual gifts and gifts on our life. Now, a gift might manifest itself in the way of you might be able to play piano. But it shames me so much to see so many people who I have met people that can tear a piano up. I'm not one of them. But when they're kids, they can play piano. But when they're 18, they quit playing and they can't play anymore. They can play a little bit. I can do that. Okay, I'm learning guitar. That's a little bit different. But, if you don't use a gift, it can fade away. I was a little kid and I could draw exceptional. I was known for it. I quit doing it. And now it's like, did you fall asleep drawing that? Like halfway. You see what I'm saying is you've got gifts there. Those are physical gifts. But on the flip side, God puts spiritual gifts in each one of us. And the scripture is very clear. We've at least got one. We've got gifts in our life, placing God things like faith, the word of knowledge. And we're going to go into all these and then how apostles, prophets, evangelists, stuff of that nature. And it's going to be really deep stuff. But we're going to talk mainly about just opening up your gift. Seeing what God has put in the box of your life. And open it up. You see, I want you to think like it's Christmas right now. It's Christmas in September. I love Christmas. I was informed that I'm 21 now. I don't get Christmas presents anymore. So I no longer like Christmas as much as I did before. I was able to hold it out till I was like 20. And mom was like, nah, I'm paying Christmas gifts. She's like, fine. Then this last year she goes, you do know you're turning 21. I'm not going to buy you anything this year. It's like, so you get me on and she's like, who washed your clothes? But so then that's enough said. So it's Christmas time. At Christmas, we at least get one gift, hopefully. You get many gifts sometimes. Some of y'all get more gifts than I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But gifts are part of Christmas. Now, I could give you a gift. And in this gift could be a gold bar. Literally, a hunk of gold. I could give that to you. But if you don't open this gift up, you don't rip off the paper. I'm not going to do that because it's just so well done. You don't open the box up. There's no use for what's inside. You've got a box with a gold bar in it. Wow, that's awesome. Hey, there's a gold bar in this box. Well, I don't see it, man. Where's it at? What was the deal with it? You can have gifts, guys, but if you don't open them up. Me, when I was a little kid, on weekends, I wouldn't wake up till like 12 o'clock when I was little. I was sleeping that late. But it was an amazing thing. Every year at Christmas, it was like 7 o'clock. I wake straight up out of bed, go get the gifts. Rip them open. Tear up the whole living room, okay? It's awesome. I love opening gifts. So tonight, we're going to talk about how God goes up to each one of us and says, hey, here's some spiritual gifts. Hey, here's some things I put into your life for you to use for my kingdom. Hey, there's some really special things. There's some callings I put in there. There's some gifts like faith. There's some words of knowledge. There's the ability to speak the word of God. There's some things I put in your heart. But if you don't open them up, you can just go ahead and forget it. Just because you have something doesn't mean it's going to benefit you unless you use it. I have a motorcycle sitting in my garage right now. Because I don't go out, clean the motor up, and fire it up, it's of no use to me. And I can say I have a motorcycle, but my motorcycle doesn't run. You might have gifts, guys, and that's great. But the question is, how are we going to open them up? You got your Bibles? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 12 through 7. Verses 7 through 11. What do you know? 7-11. Were there 7-Elevens in Rhode Island? We do not have those here. It was... I went to St. Louis, Missouri and had my first Slurpee. It was an experience. It was an experience.
I have them by my cousin when I go to Florida.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says this. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Well, wait a minute. Spiritual gifts are given to help each other. There we go. Right off the bat. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles. He gives another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. So another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes the gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. So we've got in that scripture right there a listing of gifts. There's actually 9 right there. They range from everything from, at the surface level, faith. Now, this word prophesy, particularly in the Greek, comes more in the emphasis of preaching. Speaking out loud the Word of God. Isn't it cool sometimes that it seems like when we read the Word of God, there's like a power when we hear it? That has always amazed me. Like, I've read a scripture sometimes, and I've been upset. And sometimes I just sit down, instead of just reading it in my mind, I read it out loud, and it's like something broke. When you speak that word, there's power. But going deeper, miracles. Healings. Gift to speak in unknown languages. The gift to interpret. The gift to see whether this message is from the Spirit of God or from some other spirit, which I think we really need today. Discernment. It's awesome. Then flip over to Ephesians chapter 4. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. He has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That's why the scriptures say when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to the people. Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens that he might fulfill the entire universe to himself. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. The responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Boom. That's a lot of scripture really quick. So, what do we got? We've got clearly right there, it says that to each person God has given a spiritual gift. There's singularity there. Well, I don't have any spiritual gift. I don't have any faith. Me preaching. No, you've got a spiritual gift. The word's quite clear. Now, I can't go up to you and I can't say, well, your gift is this. There's spiritual gifts inventories. There's some things that we can do to kind of test and get a handle on it. But only you and God are ultimately going to know what's there. But what have we got? Christian, God has given you spiritual gifts. You have got things put inside of you for the glory of the kingdom of God. Did you not know that? You are special. You are unique. You've got a gifting from God the Father Himself. That when He created you, when He knew you in your mother's womb, before you were even born, when He was forming your innermost parts and being, attaching bone to muscle and all these little things, that God's putting something inside of you, locking up a spiritual gift. That there's something there. Now, there's a lot of perspectives on how these gifts together. I say, well, there's giftings from birth, and then they come in at the salvation, stuff like that. But particularly, we're just going to focus in on these things tonight. What do we got some spiritual gifts? Who's heard this word, spiritual gifts before? Who in here has an idea of what spiritual gifts are? Can anyone tell me? Michael. First hand up, then I'm going to get over here.
Just the Holy Spirit moving through you, evidence of speaking in tongues, healing, prophesying, seeing visions. The list goes on and on. Yada, yada, yada.
What were you going to say?
Oh, it was pretty much along the same lines.
A blessing that God appoints you with.
Get philosophical back there. Anyone else? Okay. We got these gifts. A blessing that God appoints you with. And I think that is a very accurate description of what a spiritual gift is. It's a blessing. It's an awesome thing. Isn't it cool to think that God sees you in the span of eternity? He says, I know that this person, this Christian right here, that they're going to, I'm going to put some things in them. They're going to edify my kingdom. God gives us some gifts. He doesn't just say, hey, yeah, go have fun. Go preach the gospel. He does, but he's got some gifts there for us. And so now we're going to talk about opening up these gifts. What are these gifts? I want to just hit these really quick. And I know that this is probably not going to do any of them great justice. But God gives each one of us a spiritual gift. You've got a gift right now. I deal with people on a regular basis. John, I can't preach the gospel. Well, in your own strength, that's right, you can. But through the grace of God and His power, He's going to empower you to go you there for one all the world. And you've got some gifts inside of you. People say, well, I'm not special. Yes, you are. Your fingerprint. Tell everyone, hold up their hands right now. On your hand, there's 5 different fingerprints. Each one of these fingerprints are uniquely different from every single one of the other 7 billion people in this world. Your DNA code is uniquely different than every other single person. Every time you look at your hand from now on, I want you just to think, God saw me. I'm unique. I want you to think of that. I want you to remember that through everything, God has put special things in you, and you are a unique person. We deal with people all day trying to find out who they are, identity, right? I see one person one week, and they come in wearing boots and blue jeans. The next week, they're wearing Bermuda shorts and DC skating shoes. I'm soaking. But we're all wondering who we are. But you got to understand, you got to find your identity in Jesus Christ. And we preached about this in the past. But you're special, you're unique, and God has given you a unique gift set and a unique gifting so that you might go forward into the kingdom of God and be effective. Now, on the physical level, it can be a lot of things. It can be anything from pianos, but there's things in your life that aren't the same as me. There's gifts. I can't play the piano. I'm just going to say, I can't write books like you can. I mean, I don't have that. I don't play clarinet. Sam, I don't act like you do. I don't have that ability. But you do. But I have some things that are different. And you see what God does? He comes to each one of you and He gives you gifts in your physical life. And the question is, when He gives you those gifts, those things that make you unique, are you going to either, one, sit on your gift and never open it, or two, open it up so that it might be used? So on the physical level, you've got the fact that each one of us is unique. We're special. We've got unique giftings and callings. But hey, you don't open up your gift, forget about it. You are going to be just like every other person in this world, because you didn't open up what God has gave you. We need to quit trying to be like the person on People Magazine and on MTV. And why don't we start working on that person in the mirror that God made us to be? We want other people's gifts. We think, if I could just sing like them. God's saying, I made you to sing like you. Open up your gift, not Justin Bieber's, for the love of God.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people will take us into thinking that we need to hide this gift so we don't stand out.
No. Oh, no.
He is just saying the fact that sometimes Satan's going to come to you and he's going to tell you, you don't got no gifts. Hide it. That ain't important. That's not good.
People think that's weird.
People think that's weird. All kinds of stuff. That's one big one right there. People think we're crazy for that. A lot of you don't understand that. We're going to hit that actually here in a minute. So don't jump the gun on me. That's going to be like, whoa, he's going to talk about that? Yeah, I am. So we got all these gifts. And the question is, do we open them up? Now, there's a lot of reasons why we wouldn't open up. One, we don't have faith in ourselves. Two, Satan's going to come to you and he's going to say, hey, that's where your gift belongs. You should be like them. That isn't how it works, though. What does the Bible say? For I know the plans I have for
you.
For I know the plans I have for
you.
Who?
You.
Not somebody else. God looks at you and says, I know the plans I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11 and Jeremiah chapter 1. He says, I know the plans, Jeremiah. Don't you see what I'm seeing? And he was speaking to Jeremiah, that same promise is holding true to you. Hey, I know what gifts you got. Open them up. That's this physical level. But you see, when we get into the spiritual, there becomes this big question about what is a spiritual gift? What are some things that God puts into our life? And I'm here to tell you, you've got a spiritual gift right now that God has put inside your heart for the divine use of His kingdom. There's some awesome things in there. Now, what are these gifts? We're going to hit these really quick. And there's other gifts listings. You've got some in Isaiah 11. You've got Ephesians 4. What's the other one? 1 Corinthians 12. Romans 12. And I'm missing one. There's all kinds of them. We're going to focus in on two tonight. And what are some of these gifts? Well, the first spiritual gift is given to each other so we can help each other. Why, what does that sound like? Unity. I've got a spiritual gift so that when I might have the gift of faith, she might have the gift of healing. We can unite right there and believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and see someone healed in the name of the Lord. You see how these things can interplay. Well, maybe... I mean, it's just amazing to see how that they can function and move. They're for the edification of each other. And God has given us gifts, guys. What are these gifts right here? And there's nine. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. Now, what some people would call this is a word of wisdom. It's the fact that God will give some of us the ability in His Spirit to have wisdom beyond our years. Now, seeing this, I have dealt with little kids. I'm not talking 10, I'm talking little kids saying profound things before. Blown my mind. But it amazes me how God, sometimes, I'm just 21 years old, and when I started being a youth pastor, I thought, my Lord Jesus Christ, if I don't rely on you every step of this way, it's going to fall apart. And we're here about 15 months later, and it's like, ooh, is it still going? You know, kind of thing. Lord Jesus, His grace is amazing.
Amen.
But through the wisdom of God, I come dealt with some things. I said, God, that ain't me. And He gives us knowledge and understanding to deal with situations that are way above our mean to measure. So what is it saying? When God, when you're moving and functioning within the will of God, He's going to come and say, hey, here's some wisdom. There's some understanding. What is number two? And this is really quick, and I feel like I'm not doing great justice to these, but that's what next week is for. This is kind of like the prelude. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. Now, how does this present itself? Sometimes God is going to tell you, hey, Edith, or hey, Daniel, or hey, Kristen, or hey, Kyle, that person over there at school, you see them right there? Can you go talk to them? Something's going on. You had no clue. You ever? Has anyone dealt with that before? You just had a burden of the Holy Spirit and felt like that you needed to go speak to someone. There's a knowledge placed in there. You need to go talk to them. That's usually how this one presents itself. Number three, going down through these. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the Spirit gives a gift of healing. About every other teaching I've heard ministers talk about this, they usually speak of these hand in hand. Great faith. We talked a little bit about this last week and a couple weeks before. What does faith look like? My best picture is a little kid running off a bench and just jumping into his parents' arms. What would the church look like if we just jumped into God's arms and says, you've got everything in control? And we quit trying to hold on to our will and our ways and just say, Holy Spirit, your way is the only way. Wish we could get that kind of mindset. That Holy Spirit, I have such great faith in you. I don't have a backup plan. And what I'm about to say, don't let this be a kick, but I deal with future ministers on a regular basis in my education. And it appalls me at how many young men anymore have backup plans to their calling. I think I've met one person who doesn't have a backup plan in the last year. They'll say it like this. They'll say, well, I'm going to get an education to preach the Word of God. You know, to have some foundation under my pastoral ministry. Education is a great thing. But I'm minoring in this in case I can't get a job. And I just stop and think, if He called you, isn't He going to be just and faithful? We don't have faith in Him anymore. We question things. Faith is jumping into the will of God and not looking back. And just saying, whatever it looks like, I'm going to have it. Gift of healing. Who in here believes that God right now is still healing people? I believe that with every inch of my being. I'll tell a story really quick about in the youth ministry. I know time's dwindling, but about 5-6 months ago, Kay Bluffin, Kristen's mom, was cooking, and she cooks for us on a regular basis every week. And if you know anything about cooking, steam is a very dangerous thing. It can severely burn you. I know from experience. A lot worse than a lot of other things. And I was cooking, and it happened to be a burst of steam. And her hand was touching directly the outlet where the steam came through. And it burnt these two fingers very severely. She came in the youth room that night. It was when she was coming in here every Wednesday. And both these fingers were swelled up and very red. And intermittently she held up her hand. She said, "I want you to pray for my hand." We probably all forgot about this. I can't forget about it. And you're like, "Oh, well, it's just a burn, right? It's going to heal in a week or two. So I want you to pray for my hand. I believe God's going to heal me." I was like, "Okay. I have faith in that." Went back there, prayed for, the youth minister prayed for. 5 minutes later, she held up her hand and said, "Hey, John, my hand's better." 5 minutes. I know a little bit about burns. These burns were already blistering. Completely healed. Yeah. Right back there. I've seen kids get carried in churches in Ecuador who have legs the size of pencils because they've been lame their entire life and been carried around by people, and I saw them stand up and flesh come onto their legs and muscles develop right in front of my eyes. You don't tell me God's still not healing people. You don't tell me that. I'll go introduce you to a young man I know from last church who had kidney stones, who walked into such severe pain he could hardly walk, but he walked out and didn't have them anymore, and the doctors were confused. Ross, what's the young man's name with cancer?
Evan.
We prayed for a young man months ago. Had cancer. Was a bad deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was stage 4.
Doctors go in. Where's the cancer? God is a healer. He is mighty. And by His stripes we're healed. We can take it. And that's a gift. A spiritual gift. The fact that we can go up and He might have something wrong. And by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed. In your name, Jesus Christ, be healed. Not in our name. Not anything about us. No, it's all about Jesus because He's the one who's healing. And all of a sudden, boom, miracle. Oh, that was only for Jesus. Really? It was only for Jesus because He said, "In greater works than me, you will do." Interesting idea. God's promised us these things to us. He gives the ability to perform miracles. Another ability to prophesy. Miracles. I mean, I'm trying to think of how this... This is tacky, but... I have been in places sometimes where I didn't have money to put gas in my truck, and my gas just kept going. And you're like, that's a little bit goofy, but... And I'm speaking a lot about things that happen with me. I just want to testify God is good, and these spiritual gifts move, guys. That was no one even doing it. That was just God, and it was... I didn't have money. I wasn't going to be able to eat. And my truck just kept driving. I've never understood it. But some of these things, and underneath that, we got the ability to prophesy. What is that? Not particularly the act of prophesying as in seeing things that are as though they aren't kind of thing, or calling out the future. It's more of the ability to speak and proclaim the Word of God. And sometimes the Word comes in out of the Word, and sometimes it comes in a form of God speaking through you. Guys, what am I saying? Some of you in here have the ability to preach the Word of God. It doesn't mean you have to be a preacher up in a pulpit. Preaching is that story I told about early. Preaching is going into your school and doing a Bible study. Preaching is just proclaiming the Word. If you're living it, if you're proclaiming, you're prophesying the Word of God. And that's awesome. And God has given some of you that gift and ability to just have the faith to do that. Underneath that, ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or another spirit. Basically being able to tell if something is from God or not from God. And there's a lot of things not from Him today. Oh, I'm telling you what, I turn on the TV sometimes and I'm like, oh goodness. And it's speaking in unknown language is why another's given the ability to interpret what is being said. What is that? Speaking in tongues. A lot of y'all, instantaneous. It's like, what is that? Now, I can't go in depth into this right now because it would take a long time to go into it. But here at Alive Youth Ministry is something we believe in. It's something that we put our stock and faith in. The Holy Spirit baptizes us in His Spirit. He gives us the ability to speak in unknown languages. And at points in times that the Holy Spirit will give messages. I've seen this happen. We'll be in a church service and all of a sudden someone will stand up and give a message in a language and someone will interpret that message and it'll be from God speaking. Now, this takes a long time to explain. I know that I couldn't do that quite justice. So we'll go into that next week. Just giving you guys the heads up. And so he alone decides which gift each person for have. And by the way, if any of you for any reason at any time have a question about anything, I'm not an expert. I'm not some scholar, but hey, if I don't know the answer, I'll research it. I want to help you. If you think about this, what in the world? John's talking about speaking in tongues. What in the world does that mean? Now, this, by some people, draws a bad reputation. That's because people have abused it. It's not been proper. But I'm here to tell you, just ask me, send me some questions, Facebook, Twitter, phone. I'll respond to it. I'll have a long conversation with you. But now here comes the point of tonight. Gifts, right? Got it. Each one of you has one. Now just list it off nine. And at the end of it, the ability to interpret the message. Maybe someone gives a message in tongues and you have the ability to interpret what is being said. And that's awesome. But what am I saying here? I'm saying, guys, you've got gifts from the Spirit of God. I think that's awesome. That is absolutely insane and amazing. You are gifted for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you don't open up your gifts, it's useless. At Christmas time, when you get the best gift, if you don't open up that package, it's not there. So what am I saying to you? It's time you go look underneath your spiritual Christmas tree, see what God has put there, and start walking in those gifts He's given you. You're never going to know what your gifts are unless you start seeking and pursuing out, seeing, God, what have you gifted me with, Lord? What have I been gifted in? I think you have a decent idea off this listing, Sam. I kind of see myself in that one. I kind of see myself functioning there. I kind of see there a gifting in there. And I know this is a short talk about it. You're like, whoa, you kind of scratched the iceberg. But listen up. I'm telling you tonight, as in the next couple weeks we learn what these things are, God's got you something, folks. Some of you in here, could you just imagine what it was like if a youth group in Blount County has such faith in the Word of God and such faith in the one true God, Yahweh? They started walking into schools with the gift of faith and to get the miracles and believing when a kid comes in with a broken leg, just saying, that leg right there, do you believe you can get better in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah, well, I do too. Praying for legs and they just straighten themselves out. I just have faith like that. I believe that God is still wanting to do that stuff in this generation. Some people say that it's relegated to traveling evangelists and stuff of that nature. No. These gifts are universal. It's for us, guys. What are you saying, John? Miracles happen? Oh, yes, every day. What are you saying, John? God's gifting me with something? Yes, I am. What are you saying? This isn't just for preachers. No, it's for you. It's for everybody. It's Christmas time in September. And the question is, you're going to open up your gift. I don't know what it is. Earnestly seek out God. He's giving you something. And this next week, here's my challenge to you. Pray and say, God, what are you gifting me with? God, what are some things in my life? We're going to talk about some more gifts next week. We're going to talk about what these things actually are. And this is a big undertaking. I'm also going to give you the heads up. I have really felt led by God to preach the book of Galatians in the up and coming months. And I've never done that before. Preach through a book of the Bible. So it's going to be fun. We're going to learn what Galatians is going to say. And hopefully get some other people in here preaching and teaching. Get some things going in here. Really excited about that. Tonight, you're going to sit around with an awesome gift and not do anything with it, or are you going to use it? Whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual. Guys, you've got some gifts. And awesome things are locked up inside of you, but you've got to decide to use them. Decisions. Decisions. Dull bars and boxes aren't good until they come out. So what am I saying to you? How do you do that? You seek out what it is and you move in it. Now, I know this is a service level thing. It's going to take some weeks to go through this. I understand that. I was like, But I want you to be a well-informed disciple of Jesus Christ. I want when you walk into school and someone brings up something like this, you to be able to be informed and to say, hey, I know what the gift of prophecy is. I understand how the office and how that thing works in the church. And so we're going to talk a lot about that, getting going. Some people are like, don't preach that to the youth group. Well,